This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Here's an interesting phenomenon. This election season, two of the most important political events have been orchestrated by not politicians, but TV personalities. Fox News anchor Glenn Beck's event happened back in August. This weekend, it was Comedy Central stars Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert rallying the masses here in Washington. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the demonstration, or whatever it was.
The first sign that this was not going to be a normal political rally was when two stars on the Discovery Channel, the Mythbusters, Jamie Hyneman and Adam Savage, climbed the stage. They had two seismologists and a seismograph set up off stage to record the impact of the entire crowd jumping all at once.
3, 2, 1.
That is the coolest vision I have ever seen.
Yeah. I felt that.
The crowd packed the mall from the U.S. Capitol to the Washington Monument, 16 blocks of people, there to see their political guru.
And now, please welcome your host, Jon Stewart!
He then brought on supposed conservative Stephen Colbert, who Stewart had to block from trying to get the crowd to kneel before him.
No kneeling! There is no kneel. There's no bowing. There's no kneeling. These are reasonable people. This is...
They're reasonable for now, John. But soon there'll be a mindless panic mob once I release the bees.
What? And so on. It was more of a spoof of a rally than a rally itself, and the audience played right along. Signs said things like, fight the power after lunch. There's nothing to fear but fear itself and spiders. And from Chris Smith of New York City.
Beer! We're here in support of beer.
Jen Malik of St. Louis, Missouri, carried a sign that read, hyperbole is destroying America. Her point?
Trying to bring adult conversation back to our nation's governance instead of, you suck, no, you suck more, you're evil, no, you're evil.
The absurdity of the rhetoric has just gotten out of line.
Chuck Yorme drove down from Newark, Delaware.
You know, screaming about death panels, screaming that they're going to take $500 billion out of Medicare, and to be screaming like you're a bunch of kindergarten children having tantrums is ridiculous.
A group of people marched by chanting three-word slogan.
Three-word slogan! Three-word slogan! Three-word slogan!
Ow!
It wasn't until the very end of the so-called rally to restore sanity that Jon Stewart got a little serious.
And now I thought we might have a moment, however brief, for some sincerity. If that's okay, I know there are boundaries for a comedian, pundit, talker guy, and I'm sure I'll find out tomorrow how I have violated them.
All the bickering and hostility and hyperbole in politics these days, Stewart lays the blame, at least in part, on the media.
The press can hold its magnifying glass up to our problems, bringing them into focus, illuminating issues heretofore unseen. Or they can use that magnifying glass to light ants on fire. And then perhaps host a week of shows on the sudden, unexpected, dangerous flaming ant epidemic.
He seemed pleased and surprised by the number of people who showed up for an event that was more a protest of politics than a political protest. And he told them, I'm happy you're here, even if none of us are quite sure why we are here. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.